This is the sitting meditation for the Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Program at the Center for Mindfulness at UMass Memorial Health. I am your guide, Ginny Wally. Choose a posture that feels supportive of being awake and present. If possible, sit with your back straight and your chin parallel to the ground. You might choose to sit in a chair, on a bench, on the floor, or a cushion. Remember, you're choosing a posture that supports wakefulness and presence. Throughout the meditation, you will encounter periods of silence. Welcome the silence and practice concentrating on the anchor of attention. Your attention will inevitably and automatically drift. When you find yourself untethered from the anchor, notice the distraction. With an accepting acknowledgement of your humanity and the nature of the mind, aware that you are aware, begin again. Settling into the posture, and open your awareness to a felt sense of your entire body sitting here, now. Not focusing on any specific area, but sensing the presence of the body in this space and in this time. Just being here now. Nothing to do. Nothing to achieve. Just this moment in a breathing body. Invite stillness into the body and into the mind. Stillness isn't really possible. The body's heart will beat and the lungs will breathe, just as the mind will generate thoughts. Stillness is a practice of being aware when you are being drawn to act or to do, and intentionally remaining still in a state of being, not doing. Moments may come when you feel the urge to move the body, to brush away a hair that touches your face, or to scratch an itch. Notice what it is like to sit with the urge rather than to react. Focus in on the physical sensation. Notice how it changes on its own. Be with the experience best you can. Of course, there may be times when body sensations are intense and it may be wise to move. Attend mindfully to what is needed before you move. Then move with full awareness. Thoughts will also come and go, and so will the desire to engage with them. Give your awareness to the desire and what it feels like not to engage with the thought. Be with the experience of the thought arising and passing all on its own without doing anything. Bring awareness to the body's response to the thought. What physical sensations might you notice? Perhaps the body tightens or clenches, Just notice. Whether it is a body sensation or a mind object that draws you towards action, pause briefly. Acknowledge the experience and choose to return to stillness. After you exhale your next breath, mindfully shift your awareness to the experience of the body breathing. Notice the breath entering and leaving the body through the nose, the mouth, or both. Feel the sensation of the breath entering and exiting the body. You might be able to sense the difference in temperature of the breath as it arrives from the outside and as it leaves, having been warmed by the body. Take a moment to see if you can notice that. Follow the breath with your awareness, not changing the breath, but being attentive to it. Feel the expansion of the body, receiving the in-breath. Sense the breath filling from the lungs from the bottom upward. Then sense the exhale as the breath flows out. Sense the body release and draw back on itself. Notice that with each breath, the body occupies more or less space around it as it expands on the in-breath and releases on the out-breath. Feel the constantly changing sensations of the body breathing as one breath flows into the next and the next. Breathing in, breathing out. Each breath is unique. Your attention will naturally wander. This isn't right or wrong. It is the nature of being human. Acknowledge where your attention shifts to, perhaps to a body sensation, or planning, or the never-ending to-do list. Whatever captures your attention, acknowledge it mindfully. Then guide your awareness back to the breath, beginning again. In the words of Thich Nhat Hanh, breathing in and breathing out. Knowing that you are breathing in and breathing out. Breathing this way, each breath is a complete mindfulness practice. Just this moment in a breathing body. Anchored in the present moment through the breathing body, being present to the moment the best you can. When your attention wanders, as it will, calmly acknowledge what has captured your attention. Notice the tone of the feeling that is present. Is it pleasant? Unpleasant? Neither pleasant or unpleasant. Notice the feeling of wanting to act on the pleasant by lingering, or the unpleasant by turning away. See if you can be present not to analyze and criticize, but to awaken to what is. And mindfully begin again, returning to the breath. This breath, this in-breath, and this out-breath. After you exhale your next breath, mindfully shift your attention to a sense of the entire body sitting in this space and time. Then narrow your awareness to a point of contact in the body that you sense most prominently. This might be your seat, your feet, or hands. Feel the contact. What does contact feel like? What sensations do you notice? Pressure, gravity, warmth, coolness, movement. What's here in this area of the body? What's here now? Perhaps your attention has drifted away, has moved to a physical sensation elsewhere in the body. A mind object arising out of the past or projecting into the future. Remembering, this too is part of the practice. And with your kind intention, guide your awareness back to the point of contact that is your object of attention and begin again. Beginning again isn't something to be judged. It is the essence of mindfulness. Compassionately acknowledging what you are experiencing in a moment of awake presence, then choosing your action, not from the automatic habit of the mind, but from the wisdom of your intention. Beginning again. With your mind's eye, draw a perimeter around the area of contact that you sense. Perhaps being aware of the varying sensations within the perimeter. Notice if the perimeter seems to change. Does it seem to expand or contract? Sense the flow of change. Aware that each moment is a unique experience. After you exhale your next breath, mindfully shift your attention to the ears. Bring awareness to the location of the ears, a sense of their form on the sides of the head. Draw your awareness into the ears, sensing the physicality of the inner ears. Then expand your awareness to the sensation of sound. Practice experiencing sound as a physical sensation with curiosity and non-judgmental awareness. The sensation of sound and the mind's perception of sound offers insight into the mind's nature. The mind's automatic processing of the sensation of sound, knowing what is being heard. Perceiving sound and the feelings that arise from the perception of sound. Pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. There might be automatic thoughts that seem to arrive as we perceive sound. Being present to the experience of sound, we see it is the physical sensation and the mind objects of perception, thoughts, and feeling tones. You might notice a desire to act upon the experience of sound. And if you notice that, remember the practice of still awareness, noticing what arises and letting it pass along without acting on it, letting go of the urges to do. And sit just being. physical sensations, and mind objects are all part of the experience. None of it is right or wrong. All of it belongs. If you get caught up in the story of sound, remember your intention is to practice. So begin again. Perhaps you might notice the qualities of the sensation of sound, how they change in intensity as a sound arrives and passes away, like a truck coming from a distance. It's momentarily present, and then it leaves. Perhaps you might notice the space between sounds, like a sound that is repeating, like a clock ticking, noticing the space between the ticks. After you exhale your next breath, mindfully shift your attention to mind objects, to the arising and passing of thoughts and emotions. You don't need to create thoughts. They will come. You might notice a desire to do this well or get it right. Notice this is a mind object and no action is needed. Thoughts and emotions are mind objects arising in the brain, like sounds arise in the ears. It happens automatically. And when we experience these mind objects, we may also sense how they hold a feeling tone of pleasant or unpleasant, a feeling of thought, and give way to the desire to engage or disengage with it. Practice just being with what is. Thoughts arise and pass away, like clouds on a spacious, clear blue sky. Just sitting, experiencing mind objects like you would a sound. No need to create thoughts. They will come automatically, as we've seen in practice. If you find the practice challenging or not anchored enough, momentarily shift your focus to a place in the body, such as the breath or the sense of contact with the seat, feet, or hands. Sometimes thoughts become sticky, and you become aware that they are hanging around or that you're engaging with them. If you can't seem to let them go, take a moment to let them go by returning to the body, a breath or a point of contact, and then begin again. Thoughts can be like a train that arrives at the station. You briefly inquire if you want to board the train and ride it out of the station, or just let it go without you. After you exhale your next breath, mindfully let go of any objects of attention and open your awareness to an unanchored moment-to-moment presence, expanding awareness to flow with this ever-changing landscape in the field of your consciousness. In this open awareness, a sound might dominate the landscape. And then you'll notice a breath, perhaps an uncomfortable sensation. Welcome whatever arrives. Cling to nothing and push nothing away. Welcome the moment just as it is. Whatever it is offering to you, let your focus turn there and let it go. Something else will arrive. Remember, everything changes and each moment is unique. We will sit in an extended period of silence, with an open awareness for 3 minutes. As the moments pass, you may find you've gotten entangled in memories of the past or wrapped up in worries of the future. When you find you are no longer here in this moment, begin again and again. Mindfulness is said to be the practice of a thousand beginnings. We will begin again and sit in silence for 3 minutes. What is here now? What is this moment offering you? As you exhale your next breath, shift your awareness back to the experience of the entire body. This felt sense of your entire body sitting in this space and in this time, breathing. This moment in a breathing body, just this. As we conclude this practice, take a moment to acknowledge your efforts to care for yourself through the practice of mindfulness, to have put aside life's doing, to experience just being. to have experienced the body and the mind as they are, with clarity, the best that you could. And perhaps for having gained a deeper connection, an understanding of yourself. Just being without doing frees us from automatically repeating the past and awakens us to unknown possibilities. Bring with you any insights you have awakened through your practice. And let them guide you mindfully in the practice of life. This is the end of the practice.